I'm Kurt Anderson. Teresa Anderson, no relation, has been playing music for most of her life, but her breakthrough came a few years back on YouTube. In her video, Anderson stands alone in the middle of her New Orleans kitchen, surrounded by this array of electronics, pedals, instruments, guitar, violin, dulcimer, drums, and then starts playing, all of them. And it's not just a wacky web video stunt. She's created this charming, infectious pop song. Teresa Anderson's brand new album, Street Parade, comes out next week. A few years ago, she brought all her instruments for a live performance.
Hello.
So, will you play something for us to start?
Sure, I would love to. Why don't I start with Na Na Na?
That's Teresa Anderson in our studio performing Na 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 off her new album Hummingbird Go with Teresa Anderson on fiddle, Teresa Anderson on tambourine, Teresa Anderson on guitar, Teresa Anderson on xylophone, vocal, and backup vocal. That was great.
Thank you.
So I, as I say, have the pleasure of seeing you hopping around with incredible dexterity, taking guitar straps off your head and pushing buttons and doing the drums and all this stuff. How does that actually work? That so you decide, okay, now in at this moment in this song, I have to record the drum. Before you go play the drums, you push a lever with your toe? How does that work?
Well, it's kind of like having a flight manual, I think. And I check off everything in my head like a little list because there's so many buttons to push. If I forget one, I can be just stalled and not know what's going on. So if I were in a helicopter at that moment, I would crash, and I wouldn't want that to happen. So as I'm playing the song, I do all this stuff simultaneously. Sometimes I even have to start and stop both pedals at the same time. And that's when the balancing act gets a little out of hand.
The audience must respond to just the sort of wacky virtuoso pleasure of seeing you do all that stuff.
Well, actually, the audience ends up being a part of it because just the other night I was playing and somebody yelled out something. Luckily, it was a good thing in the beginning of one of my loops, and it came back every time.
Really?
Yeah, so anything the audience does becomes a part of the show.
And since you've recorded these bits in real time as you're going, do you keep that, or does that at the end of a performance just get erased?
It gets erased.
And you start fresh?
Yes.
Wow. I'd be tempted to keep them all. What if you had a really good riff one night and you wanted to keep it and use it again?
Yeah, but there's no sport in that.
It's true. So you were born and raised, as one hears just the slightest bit, in Sweden.
Yes.
On the island of Gotland.
That's time, bro.
And you moved to New Orleans when you were 18?
Yes.
And 18 years later?
Yeah.
You still live there?
I do, yeah.
How come you came to America, and how come New Orleans in particular?
Well, I came to America and New Orleans for music and love, and love of music. And then I've moved around a little bit, but I've always come back there. So it's really my American home.
Listening to this album, you've played with Alan Toussaint, you played with Dr. John, but there's nothing I can recognize as, that sounds like New Orleans.
Right. It's probably a little bit disguised in my Swedishness. And I've used some pieces of New Orleans music in there. For instance, I sample a famous New Orleans drummer called Smokey Johnson. And, of course, from living in New Orleans, I've been very inspired by all the rhythms there, the retro R&B of the 60s and 50s.
Are there people, was there music you heard growing up that sort of galvanized you?
Yeah, well, I think my mother's records, there weren't that many, and they were all in this styrofoam cooler with like a red vinyl cover around it. And I just remember always digging through there and finding Ella Fitzgerald, Aretha Franklin, that kind of stuff. I actually used to think that Aretha was a screamer when I was little. I didn't like her then. But, of course, I got over myself and realized.
And you're an adult now.
Yes.
Can we hear another track off the record?
Absolutely.
What will it be?
I'm going to play you Birds Fly Away, which contains that sample from Smokey Johnson.
Great.
Yeah.
Birds fly away, seek shelter. all our past, we nod our heads and go. We shuffle our feet away, never more than hello. One more we let by, but like a photograph I took, one of many in a book I've lost. Took time to stay away, turn around, stay for the day. In my town, oh, birds fell away. Oh, oh, we stand strong, seek shelter. Do 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 do.
Teresa Anderson, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.